Title: Jacked Breaks Jungle Ragakot, Clean and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're taking a proper jungle ragga style break, the kind that's dusty, a little uneven, maybe some vinyl hiss, messy tails, and we're turning it into a clean, jacked, drum and bass ready edit inside Ableton Live 12. The two big skills today are cleaning and arranging. Cleaning means we control mud, harshness, and random transient spikes, but we keep the attitude. Arranging means we take a raw loop and turn it into something that actually feels like a record. Intro, build, drop, switch, outro. Not just an 8-bar loop on repeat. And the best part, we're doing this mostly with stock devices. EQ8, glue, drum boss, saturator, roar, auto filter, utility, limiter, and a workflow that's fast enough to use on real projects. First, set the session up for DNB speed. Set your tempo to something in the 170 to 176 range. I like starting at 174, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and modern DNB. Now create a few tracks so you can stay organized without slowing down. Make an audio track called Break RAW, another audio track called Break Clean, optional MIDI tracks called Kick Layer and Snare Layer, a return track called Paracrunch, and then we're going to group everything into a drums group later. Teacher tip. The whole point of RAW and clean is psychological safety. Keep RAW untouched. That way, if you go too far, you're not emotionally bargaining with your own decisions. You can just revert. Now import your break. Drag the loop onto Break RAW. We're going to warp it like a jungle editor. Tight, but not sterile. Open the clip view. Turn warp on. Start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 60 to 80%. If your break is super old school, kind of tape Y or vinyl Y, transient detection might get confused. In that case, you can try Complex Pro for stability, but be careful. Complex Pro can smear drum transients. For breaks, I treat Complex Pro like an emergency option, not my default. Now the key move. Find the first clear kick transient that feels like the real start of the loop. Right-click and choose Set 1.1.1 here. This is huge, because if 1.1.1 is wrong, every edit you make later will feel wrong, even if it's technically on grid. Then adjust warp markers only where the loop actually drifts. Not every hit, not every transient. This is a big jungle principle. Swing and micro timing are part of the groove. If you gridlock everything, it stops talking. It starts marching. Here's a coaching method. Work at 2 zoom levels. At the micro level, you fix only the hits that truly bother you, usually the snare and the kick right before it. At the macro level, once it rolls, stop warping and start writing variations. Over-editing warp is the number one reason breaks feel dead. Next, make your clean working copy. Duplicate the clip from Break RAW down to Break Clean. Go into Arrangement View. Loop 8 bars of the break. Then consolidate with Seed MD or Control J. Now you have a stable edit canvas. One chunk, predictable, easy to slice, easy to arrange. Now we get into the fun part. Chopping for that ragga cut energy. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Keep the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with your slices mapped out. At this point, you've basically turned the break into a playable instrument. And this is where a lot of people mess up. They start randomly triggering slices and call it jungle. We're not doing random. We're doing intentional micro-edits that support the role. So start by preserving the core groove. Then add a few classic moves. 1. Kick retriggers, like a quick 16th kick before a snare, just to shove the groove forward. 2. Snare rushes, two quick snare slices leading into a transition. 3. An immense style turnaround feel using a combination of 8th and 16th slices. If you want a practical 2-bar variation that always works, bar 1. Keep it basically original. Bar 2. Add a 1/16th snare slice right before beat 2, and right before beat 4. It's a tiny push, but it instantly feels more edited without becoming chaos. Advanced trick. Ghost snares without adding new samples. Find a quieter snare slice, or even a tail slice. Place it a 16th before beat 2 or 4, and drop the velocity until you feel it more than you hear it. That's how you get forward motion, without turning your pattern into a fill every bar. Now, before we compress anything, let's fix the real problems. Random loud hits. If one snare is jumping out like 4 dB louder than everything else, do not rely on glue compressor to handle it. Go into the clip gain or use the clip envelope for volume and pull that outlier down 1 to 3 dB. This is one of those unsexy steps that makes your whole bus chain suddenly sound expensive. And while we're talking about clean edits, Crossfades are your secret weapon. If you're cutting audio in arrangement view, highlight edit points and enable create fades. Tiny fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, stop clicks but keep the transient. For aggressive raga stutters, keep fades short so the chop feels sharp. For smoother fills, lengthen fades slightly so it feels like a controlled transition. Also, check transient hygiene inside the drum rack. Open simpler on your key slices, kick, snare, and maybe a noisy hat. If you hear vinyl pre-noise before the hit, nudge start slightly forward. If you hear clicking, use a tiny fade in. If tails are messy, shorten release so slices don't smear into the next hit. Now let's clean the break tone. Whether you're working on the audio clip or on the drum rack chain, the approach is similar. We're aiming for cleaner and more consistent, but still alive. Start with EQ8. Add a high pass filter, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. That's rumble control. Then take a gentle cut in the 200 to 350 Hz area, maybe 2 to 4 dB, to reduce mud. If the break is harsh, cut 2 to 5 dB in the 3 to 6 kHz range with a medium Q. If it genuinely needs air, you can add a tiny shelf boost to 10 kHz, but only if it isn't already fizzy. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. If you've got spiky peaks, turn on soft clip. It's one of those sounds like a record switches when used lightly. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10%. Subtle. Usually keep boom off for breaks, because it can mess up your low end and fight your bass line later. Then push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to bring the snap back after glue compression. Then utility. If the low end feels weirdly wide or unstable, reduce width a bit, like 80 to 100%. The whole goal is, keep the vibe, but make it behave. Now let's handle top end noise correctly. A lot of jungle breaks have that constant hat fizz and vinyl spray. Add auto filter after EQ. Set it to low pass, 12 dB slope, and set cutoff around 15 to 18 kHz. This isn't to make it dull. It's just shaving the extreme top so distortion and compression don't exaggerate it later. If there's a harsh ring, do a narrow EQ8 cut. Sweep around 6 to 9 kHz until the pain goes away, then back it off slightly, so it's controlled, not lifeless. Now for the secret sauce, a parallel crunch return. Create return a called paracrunch. On paracrunch, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Then add roar, since we're in live 12. Use a simple distortion style like tube or dirt. Amount around 10 to 25%, and keep the tone slightly dark. If you brighten distortion on breaks too much, you'll get brittle hats and listening fatigue. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so your parallel dirt doesn't mess with low-end punch. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. Then glue compressor on the return. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release around 0.1 seconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the crunch dense and controlled. Now send your break to paracrunch. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level, then bring up until it adds bite without sounding like a separate layer. And here's a production mindset tip. Automate this send. Less crunch in the groove sections, more crunch into fills and drops. When the crunch moves with the phrasing, the listener feels intention. Optional but common. Kick and snare layers. For the kick layer, choose something short and punchy with minimal tail. We're reinforcing, not replacing. Use EQ8 if needed. Maybe a small low shelf boost around 60 to 90 Hz, and cut 200 to 400 if it's boxy. For the snare layer, pick a snare with some body around 200 Hz and crack around 2 to 4 kHz. High pass around 120 Hz. Maybe boost 180 to 220 if it's thin. Be careful boosting 2 to 4 kHz because harshness lives there. Timing is everything with layers. Zoom in. Nudge by plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds if needed. Earlier feels snappier. Later feels fatter but can feel lazy if you overdo it. Now group everything into a drums group. This is where we do light bus processing so it feels like one instrument. On the drums group, at EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, tiny moves only. If the whole bus feels honky, do a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. Then glue compressor for bus glue. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms so transients breathe, release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. If you're doing more than that, You're probably crushing the groove. Then a limiter for safety, not loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. It should only kiss peaks, like 0 to 1 dB of reduction. Now we arrange, because a Ragacut is not just sound design. It's structure and energy management. Here's a practical template you can build as 32 to 64 bars. Intro, 16 bars. Start with a filtered break. Use auto filter low pass and open it from around 500 HE up to around 8K HC over the intro. Add a rag of vocal one shot or phrase sparingly. Treat vocals like percussion. A good rule. Place vocals on pickup moments, like the end of bar 4, 8, or 16, more than on the downbeat. Then do one fill every 4 bars. Could be a reverse snare slice, or a quick tape stop style moment using fades and maybe a tiny pitch automation. Build 8 bars. Bring the full break in. Create a snare roll using slices, going from 1/16 to 1/32 right at the end. In the last 2 bars, automate your para crunch send up a bit, and throw a quick reverb or delay on a vocal hit, but only on the last word. That's how you get hype without crowding the groove. Drop 16 bars. Full drums and bass. Keep the main break steady for the first 4 bars. Let the listener lock in. Then add variations. Bars 5 to 8. Add an extra kick slice right before the main snare. That's classic drive. Bars 9 to 12, switch to an alternate 2-bar pattern. Bars 13 to 16, bigger fill that clearly announces the next section.